Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time to join well-known theologian and author, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins, currently based in Australia, as he brings us a reflection by the title of Loving You Always.
Ago, a great songwriter, Irving Berlin, composed his piece, I'll Be Loving You Always. At the time, a friend said to him, people don't love each other always. Why don't you call your new song, I'll Be Loving You Thursday? Well, thank God, Irving Berlin refused to change the title and the text and gave us his beautiful song as I'll Be Loving You Always. In a sense, of course, his friend was right. Unfortunately, many people don't love each other always. They want to. They would like to be loving and faithful for a whole lifetime, come what may. Yet we are weak. Our love can grow cold. We can become unfaithful and unloving to each other. But with God, things are different. God is always loving and always faithful to us, come what may. God's love never grows cold. Our loving God is totally faithful and utterly loving to each one of us. This is the heart of the message Jesus brought, the message Jesus himself was. Jesus being with us was and is God's way of saying to us all, I'll be loving you always. There are no limits to this love. It goes on and on and on, not just for many years and not just for our whole lifetime. God's love for each of us lasts forever. You must have seen that advertisement in jewelry stores, diamonds are forever. When a young man gets engaged and buys a ring, he wants the love he feels for his fiancée to last forever. He cherishes her deeply and yearns to love her always. Alas, the love we yearn and hope for, we don't always find in ourselves, but we do find it in God. With God, diamonds are forever. When Jesus came among us, God was saying to us, I'll be loving you always, not for just a day, not for just a year. I'll be loving you always. So thank you, Irving Berlin, for your song. I'm glad you didn't change your text, but kept those words, I'll be loving you always.
You were listening there to well-known theologian and author, Jesuit Father Gerald O'Collins, currently based in Australia. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.